You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Joel Hill, sales manager at Nugeet Solutions, which is a high-performance call center software provider supporting small to mid-sized businesses. Today, we will be discussing the psychology of a high-performing sales team. Mr. Hill, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so tell us, for starters, why is creating the right environment for salespeople so important to driving sales?
Look, there are a few key points to make here. The first being that a happy person, salesperson, is just a better salesperson. If you've ever spoken to someone on the phone who's trying to push a product to you that they're just not engaged with, it really comes across. And as humans, we are more likely to respond positively to people who present positively. And so part of what you're trying to achieve with particularly an outbound call center team pushing sales is to just make them feel happy and relaxed. There are a few other things that go along with that. If people are engaged in what they're doing, then it lowers absenteeism. So one of the challenges that call center managers come across is that their staff turnover is really high and that people just don't turn up for shifts to manage the loads that they need to do. It also improves morale, right? Like I was saying, so happy people are just much more effective at what they're doing. And then if people are happy and they're promoting your product well, then they sell more. And if they sell more, it increases profits, and profits are good for everyone. And finally, if people are, you know, happy with the customer that they've spoken to and happy with the salesperson they've interacted with, then the customer satisfaction is much higher as well. And so it kind of is one of those things that slips under the radar a little bit as far as you just come in to do your job. But really, if you're in a positive environment, it really follows all the way through right to the customer satisfaction, which then hopefully increases future business.
Mr. Hill, let's talk about motivation for a moment. How do you motivate a team of salespeople to meet their sales targets?
Look, it can be challenging. One of the things that we found works well for a lot of our customers is rather than giving them a very small, specific target that they have to meet, is to give them a range. And by doing that, what it lets you do is the people who think that the one very high benchmark is just unachievable, it lets them work for, okay, well, I can achieve this lower end of the spectrum. Whereas with your super high-performing agents who may already be achieving those levels, it gives them some stretch goals. It gives them that range to go, well, look, I can be the very top end of this and I can exceed the range that they're looking for. And so what you're trying to do is just let people work within their own space, but at the same time, give them some boundaries, because if you don't give them anything, then you'll find that they will flounder. The other thing that's really important is listening to your staff, right? They are the ones who are actively engaging with your customer base. They are the ones who have the feedback from, you know, what they're trying to do and whether it's working or not. And sometimes we find that the managers can kind of be a step aside from all of that, and they're missing some key pieces of information. If they just took the time to listen to their staff, then what they will find out is really valuable information. And then it also makes the staff feel much more engaged in the process. If you've made some positive feedback or, you know, some negative feedback to your manager about a process in place, and then you have that changed based on your recommendations, then as a salesperson, that's a wonderful experience, right? You feel engaged, you're much more involved in the company, and you feel like you're really, participating in the growth of what they're trying to achieve. The other thing is constant training, right? You just need to make sure that everyone is on top of exactly what's going on. Any time that you introduce a new product or you want to make some changes to the way that things are being presented, then you need to ensure that your team are across that, right? You want them to have a natural and flowing conversation. If it sounds like someone's reading from a script, you can really tell, and it just doesn't come across as well. And so if you're sales team have a complete immersion and understanding of what they're trying to do, then it lets the conversation flow and you'll find that yields in higher sales results as well.
Also, how do you make your sales team more productive?
How do we make them more productive? Well, processes, giving them really specific things that they need to work through. Even though you're looking for them to have a natural conversation, you still have very specific targets within that conversation that you need them to meet, right? There are certain criteria that the customer might have to match. And so you need to make sure that those things are clearly defined and that your team can work that into the conversation naturally, but still match what they're trying to do. The other thing is being able to give them the right tools to use what they want, right? So there are a number of different pieces of software that are available that will just help make them more productive, right? Rather than waiting them for them to pick up the phone and make phone calls, then you put a dialer in. You present them the information on screen. And again, all it does is it just keeps them focused on what they're doing. And it will also then let them, achieve the results that they're looking for.
Some very helpful information in all regards today. We are joined by Mr. Joel Hill, sales manager at Nuji Solutions, which is a high-performance call center software provider supporting small to mid-sized businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, as we've seen here on EPN on our programming, company culture is certainly a popular topic, which seems to be talked about a lot these days, even more and more. What does a great company culture look like to you?
So it's about one that everyone has buy-in to. It's all well and good for, once a year, the CEO to approach the company and say, here is our objectives for the year. Now go do them. It's a very different thing when your staff are actively involved in what the culture is. And so part of what we found is really successful with lots of businesses, and you can see this right up to the very large size, is that when your team is involved in creating the culture and they're actively part of it, then it's much better. So obviously you want happy staff, right? That's kind of a given. But what you want is really clear vision and clear values. And so you really need to know what your company is looking to achieve, what the ultimate goals are, apart from just making money, because everyone wants to do that. It's how you go about doing that and, the way that is approached. And it's about balancing your team. So understanding that having every one of a specific type of personality doesn't actually necessarily work. You need people at the different kinds of ends of the spectrum to be able to find a really good middle ground. If everyone's too, passive in their approach, then you really need that person who's driving the business forwards. If you've got people who are only ever driving the business, then you're missing on some of the personal touch that the different personalities can give you. And so really what you're looking for is a really good mix of people and a team that can respect each other, listen to each other, and then, work together to find the best solution and the best outcome for both the company and for the customers and what you're trying to achieve.
Lastly, what were the traits of the best manager that you've ever had?
The best manager I've had is just honest. He is just completely straightforward. He doesn't kind of pull any punches. He lets you know exactly where you stand at any given point in time. And to some people, that can seem really abrupt and brusque. However, it's done with love, right? And you understand that the person is really just trying to help you grow, help you do the very best that you can. He saw potential in me that you may not have seen yourself. And so it was really about a nurturing side as well as just being, very forthright in what needed to be achieved, very strict guidelines and rules. Challenging. That was kind of the hallmark there. He didn't just let me be. He pushed me to do much more than I was necessarily comfortable doing to start with, which was very rewarding in the end when you achieve goals that you weren't expecting to. It's very satisfying.
No question about that, and we certainly have enjoyed having you. You covered a lot of ground, and there's a lot we can pull from this information that you've shared here today to apply that to our current situations. Again, thanks for being with us. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Nuji Solutions.
So our website is nujie.com.au. We're based in Australia. But we are servicing all of Southeast Asia as well.
Well, once again, Mr. Hill, we thank you for your time. Continued success to you and the company. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And the pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Joel Hill, sales manager at Nuji Solutions, which is a high-performance call center software provider supporting small to mid-sized businesses. And for more information and for contact, simply visit nuji.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.